Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, learn how Tesaro is suing AnaptysBio over alleged contract breaches, Flagship Pioneering and Valo Health announce major new collaborations, and why integrated direct-to-patient drug distribution is becoming a strategic imperative. Tesaro, a GSK subsidiary, and AnaptysBio have launched a high-stakes legal battle in Delaware Chancery Court, with both companies accusing each other of breaching their 2014 licensing agreement tied to the cancer drug Jemperli. Tesaro claims it has the right to terminate the deal and reduce AnaptysBio's future payments, while AnaptysBio responds that Tesaro violated its exclusivity obligations and prioritizes competing PD-1 programs. Meanwhile, Flagship Pioneering and Valo Health are driving innovation through new collaborations. Flagship announced separate deals with Profound Therapeutics and Quotient Therapeutics to identify novel protein targets for respiratory and liver diseases, while Valo is partnering with Merck KGaA to pursue small molecule therapies using its AI-enabled OPAL platform. And in distribution strategy, pharmaceutical companies are increasingly building end-to-end direct-to-patient DTP platforms that go beyond basic fulfillment. According to current analysis, true DTP success requires integrated systems, not just assembling disparate vendors, to support everything from prior authorization to real-time data collection, enabling manufacturers to control the patient experience and drive long-term value. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.